and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Crews are continuing to go door-to-door assessing damage in North Texas after a tornado touched down in Dallas on Sunday night. This woman tells Fox News,
I was sitting in the dining room table when I heard a lot of wind and it started raining hail, and the apartment started shaking. So we all ran to this under the stairway inside the closet, and we just heard everything just flying around.
Vice President Mike Pence is announcing that the government is making exploration of Mars a goal for NASA. The vice president saying we need to get back to the Earth's moon.
As President Trump has said, we will return American astronauts to the moon for the first time since 1972 for long-term exploration and use, not only to plant our flag and leave our footprint, but to establish a foundation for an eventual mission to Mars. With Apollo in the history books, the Artemis mission has begun, and we are well on our way to making NASA's Moon to Mars mission a reality.
The vice president speaking in Washington, D.C. Democratic Senator from Connecticut Richard Blumenthal wants vaping products disguised as common items to be taken off the market. Blumenthal is calling on the FDA to stop the sale of e-cigarettes shaped like smartwatches, phone cases, backpacks, and other items.
These camouflage disguised devices have one purpose, to conceal addiction. Make no mistake.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm your host, Georgine.
And we're at 100 in here, and I have a falling mic, and I'm falling off my chair at the same time. So we have a lot going on here, but we will definitely overcome these things. So right now I'm going to do a commercial, and then I'll come back with your weather. Stay with us.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and 100 in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and 100 in provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
All right, and we're back here. Hopefully you can hear me okay. I'm checking my meter. Everything is in green. I have no red. So we should be good. If I were about 2 inches taller, I think it would be just perfect. So the weather, let me tell you, if you've not been outside at all today or haven't had a chance to really just absorb the weather, you should go right now. It is absolutely gorgeous out. It's 65 degrees. And it was such a nice change from yesterday's cold and rainy late afternoon evening. So very, very excited about it. So tonight, definitely go outside. We're staying pretty warm in the mid-40s. On Tuesday, we have cloudy. Oh, actually, we may be having some showers tomorrow. We have a 50% chance of seeing some rain around 12 p.m. and all through the afternoon. So there are some showers coming around tomorrow. We have a high of 59. On Wednesday, it is another beautiful day, 60 degrees and sunny. And the same is true for Thursday. We have a high of 62. Our low temperatures, both on Wednesday and Thursday, are in the mid-30s, but there are no frost warnings, so we're good there. And Friday, we have cloudy skies and a high of 60. The weekend weather, Saturday looks chilly, 52 is our high only, and Sunday we're looking at some rain. But other than that, we're staying in the upper 50s or the 60s, and it is looking great. So here's our next commercial, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we're back in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and we're kicking off our Hot and Hunterdon broadcast here today. We have about three different topics to cover today. So one is the upcoming election. So we wanted to cover that locally for Hunterdon County. The second thing is the long-awaited, and I say long, the 17-year journey of construction for what was once called Xanadu and is now the American Dream Mall is opening this week. So I want to cover that. And the third thing I wanted to cover is a report that just came out on the Star Ledger Sunday edition. And they've had about three different series in the last few days. And it's about teen suicide and the rising number in New Jersey and about the mental health resources, a topic that we've covered many times here. So we're going to actually take a look at the suicide rates and see in New Jersey how we're failing our kids. So our quote, though, is about the American Dream Mall and Xanadu and 17 years of waiting. Finally, something new in New Jersey, right? So here's our quote from Stacy London. Don't let fear or insecurity stop you from trying new things. Believe in yourself. Do what you love, and most importantly, be kind to others. So we think about this. It is 17 years in the making, and we're going to go over some of the facts. There's a great question and answer piece that was in the paper that we're going to cover. So the mall, I don't know if anyone is planning to make a special trip this week to get there. I certainly would be interested. So this is what we know about building projects in New Jersey. And this comes from Allison Pree's story in the Star Ledger. And it's titled, American Dream is Ready for Its Close-Up or Its Close Something. I'm not really sure what, but it is actually set to open on Friday. So where is it? You may have remembered that it was called Xanadu. It was considered to be one of the ugliest buildings, I believe. So it really has come a long way, I guess. 17 years. So just kind of keep that into perspective when we look at what Allison Prius writes about. She says, the George Washington Bridge was built in 4 years. It took 2.5 years to build Disney World. And the Empire State Building went up in an impressive 410 days. Then there's that shopping, dining, and entertainment complex in the Meadowlands, American Dream. It will have taken 17 years to build when it's finally completed in March. So it is opening on Friday. There's a 3 million square foot mega mall. The only things that will be open are the Nickelodeon Universe Indoor Theme Park and NHL regulation-sized ice rink and the three-story candy department store, It's Sugar. That is what is actually opening after 17 years. Later in November, DreamWorks Water Park will open on November 27th. An indoor ski resort will open on December 5th. And by March, the rest of the mega mall will open, which includes 450 shops, restaurants, and services. It's been three developers, $4 billion, and an infinite amount of doubt, skepticism, and ribbing, according to this article. So I know a lot of people have just been so frustrated with the process that they are not even interested in going to see it. I'm more interested to see how it's going to be managed with the transportation. I don't know if we have an answer to that, but we're going to go over the timeline because it is pretty interesting. And I was glad to see this in the Star Ledger because it seems like it's easy to forget the timeline of things. But in 2004, Mills and Matt Calley had a gala where they signed a $160 million 75-year lease for this property. It says lawsuits are being lobbed by the borough of Carlstadt, the Sierra Club of New Jersey, and the New Jersey's Building Association. However, the developers announced 23 initial tenants. So that was back in 2004. In 2005, the construction on Xanadu actually started, and this area is covering 96 acres. And there was a 2007 opening, so they thought they would open it with $2 billion and a 2007 opening. The following year, in 2016, there were money issues. Colonial Capital takes over Xanadu for $500 million, and it says it's going to get construction to start right away. And then in 2007, the Jets and Giants broke ground on a new stadium, which was $1.3 billion, and they have power over expansion at the Meadowlands. In 2008, Pepsi agrees to pay $100 million for 10-year sponsorship of a Ferris wheel that was to tower 287 feet with 26 glass-enclosed climate-controlled gondolas. So people then started to not really like Xanadu's coloring. And then in 2009, there were some financing issues with the project. Train service began at the Meadowlands Station, so you could go from Secaucus to the MetLife Stadium. In 2010, the bankers of the project took control of Xanadu in August 2010. And in 2011, Triple Five, owners of the Mall of America, acquired Xanadu. Now, it doesn't say how much they acquired it for, but certainly that's the kind of information we'd like to know. And then we jump out a little bit. In 2016, so the mall stopped for 6 years, I should say that, after DreamWorks, Triple Five purchased it. DreamWorks announced it's going to build a theme park at the American Dream Complex. The Giants and Jets sued Triple Five. They get an injunction on the project because the developer didn't get their permission to expand the mall's footprints. Triple Five countersues. The NJSEA approves Triple Five's plan to expand to add amusement and water parks. And then the Giants and Jets settle their lawsuit. It doesn't say why, because the terms are kept secret, so we don't know anything about that. And Triple Five signs an agreement with the Bergen County Building and Construction Trades Council to start once again, with the project costing $2 billion on top of the $2 billion the two previous developers put into it. And after a six-year stop in 2015, work began again. So from there, 2017, construction resumed after more than $1.15 billion in bonds and $1.6 billion in private financing is secured by Triple Five. And in 2018, a spokesman for Triple Five says it is progressing with 1,500 workers on site and the work is 60% complete. And in 2019, they say it will open in chapters, starting on October 15th, when Nickelodeon Universe and the ice skating rink open. So we'll see what happens with the rest of it. But 17 years in the making. So we're going to do a few commercials, and then we'll be back. Stay with us.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Sometimes we're all crazy in this studio with our antics, but today everything is working, and I don't know why. I hope our microphone is working, because usually we're at much different levels here. And I can't make my chair go up any higher, and I can't make this microphone go any lower. So hopefully we are in the zone. So now that we went over the American dream after 17 years and multiple builders, we are ready for our next topic, which is a very serious one and one that was really frightening when we look at some of the teen suicide rates. So there are all different things, adjusted rates of suicide. There, the most recent report I could find was the teen suicide rate in New Jersey, which took 3 years, and it was adjusted. So this article is one of many that the Star Ledger has, and it's called Gone at 15. And it says more New Jersey teens are taking their own lives in a mental health crisis that no one has been prepared for. I don't know why we haven't been prepared for it, because we've seen the breakdown in services and how mental health services don't wrap around, even beginning with preschool. And there have been some different initiatives in New Jersey to try to educate pediatricians on the warning signs of mental health illness, and of course to differentiate behavior for parents between behavioral issues and mental health disease that needs treatment and assistance. So adolescents and teens are reporting alarming rates of depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. In 2017, there were 100 documented suicides among New Jersey's 15 to 24-year-olds. And again, that is the category all the reports I've seen from the CDC. I'll take into account New Jersey teenagers 15 to 24. And it has been the highest number and rate since 1990s, according to federal data. So nationally, the number of suicide among people ages 10 to 24 increased by 56%. Between 2007 and 2017. And I don't know if you'll recall, when we were covering National Suicide Awareness Month, we were able to find one of the resources that were just for teens and parents of teens to help provide some framework around the language to talk about mental health concerns and how to bring the topic up with teenagers. So nationally, the number of suicide has increased by 56%. So we know this from the National Center for Health Statistics. So we look at some different data. I had pulled up some different data to try to cover this today. And there's also some surveys that students answer about all different things. And one of the things that struck me was the number of teens who reported that they felt like they needed to talk to someone, or they felt like they needed to get some type of treatment for either depression or suicide prevention. And the statistic was alarming how few actually then went and accessed care. So to me, the mental health is definitely a crisis. And I'm not sure why we say we weren't prepared for it, because the numbers have been rising. We've seen more and more issues with addiction. And we know dual diagnosis is, something that is not always caught. When there is an addiction issue, there are underlying things. And that's what we have to do. We have to get at these underlying things. So we're going to cover this a little bit. I know my commercial break's coming up in just a few minutes here. So another issue are the low rates of child and adolescent psychiatrists. So in Warren County, it's zero. In Hunterton, it is 5.76 to 13.31 as the rate. In Passaic, it's 2.44. So even across all areas of medical providers, the rate of mental health providers is very low in New Jersey and in many of our counties. So when we look at adolescent psychiatrists across the country and in New Jersey, we see that it's really difficult to access care. So this is certainly one of the stumbling blocks to be able to treat mental health for children, is that it's not accessible. And then if it is accessible, it's not affordable. So I just wanted to talk about that for just a moment. So you can have 9 counties have fewer than 5 child and adolescent psychiatrists in private practice. In Cape May, Gloucester, and Salem counties, each have 1 child and adolescent psychiatrist. Cumberland and Warren counties don't have any. And the reason, they say, is because of money. Psychiatry departments aren't seen as moneymakers for hospital and medical schools, so they typically don't invest. And this is according to Won Jung Kim, the director of child and adolescent psychiatry at Rutgers Robert Wood Johnson Medical School. So we have children who can't even access care, some counties who don't have any child or adolescent psychiatrists at all. So we already know transportation from county to county is a barrier. Then you add someone with limited income or limited transportation, and accessing care and affording care becomes even more minimal. So this is really a mental health crisis now, and we have to figure out what we're going to do about it. Apparently, these numbers have been rising. There were 100 teen suicides in 2017. And again, these are just between the ages of 15 to 24 in New Jersey, 100 suicide deaths. And it was the highest number and rate since the 1980s. So we really need to examine this a little bit more. So we do need to do our break now. We're at the halfway mark here. So I do need to listen to the news, so I hope you stay with us because we will be back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the ceasefire between Turkish and Kurdish forces is holding in northern Syria. Hosting a cabinet meeting at the White House on Monday, the president also reminds us,
where is an agreement that said we have to stay in the Middle East for the rest of humanity, for the rest of civilization, to protect the Kurds? It never said that.
The president was also asked about the economy and says it's doing fantastically well.
It's getting very close to another record. We've had many records since we won office.
Fire crews are attacking a fast-moving fire in Southern California. The Palisades fire broke out just before 11 a.m. local time and quickly grew to 30 acres plus. The Los Angeles County Fire Department says the hot, dry weather is increasing the risk of fires in the area. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Anti-Defamation League says 2019 has already seen a historically high number of anti-Semitic incidents in America. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
The Jewish Civil Rights Organization says there were 780 anti-Semitic acts, including vandalism, arson, and distribution of white supremacist propaganda at synagogues and other Jewish institutions, documented during the first 6 months of this year. That almost matches the 785 incidents during the first 6 months of last year. The group's CEO says the high numbers stem from what he calls a rising climate of incivility, the emboldening of hate groups in America, and widening divisions in society.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is unveiling her education plan that promises to quadruple the amount of money for public school funding. Warren says she plans to use the money from her proposed wealth tax to pay for this plan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Crews are continuing to go door-to-door assessing damage in North Texas after a tornado touched down in Dallas on Sunday night. This woman tells Fox News,
I was sitting in the dining room table when I heard a lot of wind and it started raining hail, and the apartment started shaking. So we all ran to under the stairway inside the closet, and we just heard everything just flying around.
Vice President Mike Pence is announcing that the government is making exploration of Mars a goal for NASA. The vice president saying we need to get back to the Earth's moon.
As President Trump has said, we will return American astronauts to the moon for the first time since 1972 for long-term exploration and use, not only to plant our flag and leave our footprint, but to establish a foundation for an eventual mission to Mars. With Apollo in the history books, the Artemis mission has begun, and we are well on our way to making NASA's Moon to Mars mission a reality.
The vice president speaking in Washington, D.C. Democratic Senator from Connecticut, Richard Blumenthal, wants vaping products disguised as common items to be taken off the market. Blumenthal is calling on the FDA to stop the sale of e-cigarettes shaped like smartwatches, phone cases, backpacks, and other items.
These camouflage disguised devices have one purpose, to conceal addiction. Make no mistake.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Me for a while, bared your naked soul, and you told me of your plan, how you would never let them know. In the morning of the night, you cried a long lost child, and I tried to hold you, but you were young and you were wild. But I will never be the same. In the morning of the night, when I woke to find you gone, I knew your distant devil must be dragging. the same. Oh, I will never be the same.
Favorite Melissa Etheridge songs there. So on to another topic that we have here are the elections. So for voting in 2019, we are coming up on November 5th for the general election. So if you recall, in June, we had the primary election. So now we have the general election. And I was able to get a sample ballot for Hunterdon County, so I was kind of excited about that. So give a shout out to Mary Melfi, the clerk and register of deeds, because able to easily find all of this information. So what's happening in Hunterdon County and for the general election? So I had it here on this page. So we know that there is a sheriff running. We know, let's see, office of the ballot. So these are so technical here. So November 5th, general election. You have to be registered to vote, to actually vote. You can't register online in New Jersey, just in case you are wondering. There's a whole thing on absentee ballot, but we're definitely not covering that because, boy, was that confusing, all those different ballots that went out and came back. So I don't know why we don't have the general election information. And, of course, I didn't have my own ballot. So we can go on this website, which is Hunterdon County, and it is the www.co.hunterdon.nj.us. And if we do that, we go to the Division of Elections. It tells us what's available. You can get at your polling place. It will tell you, it'll give you a sample ballot, all these different things. So that's pretty good. You do have to sign in there, but otherwise, we want to make sure it's a little bit crazy how quickly time is passing. So November 4th is in exactly two weeks. So next week on our show, we have actually someone from Raritan Valley Community College and a student doing some really interesting engineering and community-based projects. So we'll have them on next week, but then the following Monday is actually Election Day. So I want to make sure we remind everyone to take a look at those ballots, see who's running, who you want to vote for. I know sometimes the general election, not a lot of people go out and vote, but it really is important to get your vote out if you're registered. So what else do we have here? So here's our general election sample ballot. Let's see if we can. I'll just take my township here to make it easier. So for the general election, you have two assembly that you're going to vote for. You have a sheriff for a three-year term. You can vote for one, and you can vote for 2 3-year terms for the Board of Chosen Freeholders in Hunterdon County. And then if anyone's nominated or running, you have your choice of 3 1-year term. You can vote for 1 3-year term for the township committee. There are also public questions. So it looks like there is just one, which is the constitutional amendment for the state of New Jersey to give certain veterans benefits to residents of continuing care retirement communities. So there is an interpretive statement on that, and that is the only question in the general election here, and that is good, see? And the school, if you have a school election ballot, I believe that got changed in this year, you can vote for that if that is going on in your township. So that was pretty easy. So that's under some of the political committees actually have this information on their website. So I think that that is really phenomenal. That just made life a lot easier for us over here. So general election, you know who you have to vote for or who your choices are. You have to be registered to vote before you can actually vote. And then all the polling places you can find on either of the websites for the county or any of the Republican or Democratic committee websites. So we'll post those to our page. But in the meantime, we do have to take a break here. So we'll do a commercial and then we'll be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Your heart to mine.
So we're wrapping up our really critical topic about teen suicide, and As Dreams Go By I thought was a perfect backdrop with Bette Midler singing about dreams going by with the number of youth suicides that are on the rise. So the Star-Ledger had some information and some reports, but I also turned to the New Jersey Division of Child and Children and Families, and the most recent youth suicide report they had was, unfortunately, I think 2016 data. So that data was also at an all-time high. And it was showing, I think, just a little under 6 suicide for every 100,000 children. And we know that this is happening across the country, but it is certainly happening in New Jersey. And there's some in this report, what the state did was it merged areas, like they called an area that included Hunterdon and Warren and another county, the Skyland region. And I guess it was their attempt to try to make the data as accurate as possible, because some of the teen suicide rates can be difficult to track. And I know in 2017, a lot of the reporting had not been accurate. So a lot of things changed in the one report, and it was reissued. So we definitely have to look at the most recent data that we have, and that the state of New Jersey, the Division of Children and Family, had their New Jersey Youth Suicide Report, but it hasn't been updated in a few years. So we have to look at that as well. And what we find from that is that suicide clusters in counties are, certainly an issue that the 14 to or the 15 to 24 age group is critical. And that from the report that we referenced earlier today, the number of psychiatrists for children and mental health professionals are very, very low. And in some counties, that's zero. So adding to all of these things, of course, is the affordability and the accessibility of care. So obviously, there are articles in the paper from time to time when a teen commits suicide, but it's not all the time. And a lot of times the papers don't even cover that because of the, emotional and difficult time for families. So I don't know if there's always an awareness about this. Certainly bullying and online issues have come up where teens have pointed to those types of interactions that have made them feel that they want to commit suicide. So we have to do all we can to stop cyberbullying and to create a positive environment for all children so that they can reduce their stress. And we have to do something about the access of care, because obviously if there are no providers in an entire county in the state of New Jersey, and we're such a densely populated county, there is something that really needs to be done. And also in the report from the state of New Jersey, the Division of Children and Families, the number for teen boy suicides was higher than teen girls. And I was surprised by that. But in fact, it alludes that the methods that were chosen by the boys were more lethal, and they're more likely than girls to use firearms. 21% of boys ended their life with a gun versus only 8% of girls. And teen girls are more likely to use poison. So there is a gender difference. Even when we look at teen suicides, there's definitely women who have attempted suicide tend to use more nonviolent means, according to this. And young men are using firearms, which are more likely to result in death. So we know that mental illness and emotional issues do manifest themselves differently among boys and girls. So it may be there may be more impulsivity, and that may play a larger role. I'm not certain, but we know that more males than females are diagnosed with ADHD and ADD. And we don't know if that's because the females are better at managing it, and so they're not getting diagnosed. But we know girls or females are more likely to suffer from depression and anxiety. And these things can lead to suicidal thoughts. So we really have to try to focus on as many prevention things as we can. And I don't have my button that our show is almost over, but I know that it is. So I just want to wrap this up. So again, you can look at either of the reports, and they're also posted on our Facebook page. And just a general awareness that there's not enough mental health resources throughout the state, and then in particular in the rural areas that we're in Hunterdon, Warren County, and the southern areas. And if providers, pediatricians who may be seeing these children, maybe the only medical provider, they certainly need to be aware to screen for mental health to find out and determine what kind of resources may be needed. So we definitely need to make some positive changes in this. The three counties with the highest rate of youth suicide were Morris, Monmouth, and Bergen. And the Shore region was next, which was Monmouth, Ocean, and Atlantic. So I will, the highest number of teen suicides was Bergen County, and Salem County had the least. So I'm going to put these things on our Facebook page, but I have to end our show here and do our commercials. Thanks for staying with us. We'll be back next week with a professor from Raritan Valley Community College and his student on a neat community project.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking on the Senate floor about House Democrats' ongoing impeachment inquiry, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the left must stick to their vow that this probe would not halt or interfere with passing important legislation.
We've yet to see any actual indication that House Democrats intend to make good on that commitment.
The Kentucky Republican continues.
The only thing that seems to really inspire House Democrats these days is their obsession with overturning the results of the 2016 election.
The National Weather Service is confirming at least two tornadoes hit North Texas. An EF3 tornado is being blamed for major damage to Dallas, and the National Weather Service is saying that winds reached over 140 miles an hour in that tornado. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 57 points to close at 26,827. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Facebook is adding new content providers to a new news tab. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Facebook reportedly has deals with several big news organizations to provide content for its upcoming news tab. The Wall Street Journal reporting that it's reached a deal with Facebook. The journal says other ones include News Corp and Dow Jones, which will provide headlines for this news section. Facebook is also said to be working with the New York Post, the Washington Post, BuzzFeed News, and Business Insider.
The number of teenagers getting their driver's licenses is on the rise. A new study from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety found that more than 60% of teens got their license before the age of 18. That's an 11% jump since 2012. Rates had been declining, something researchers credit to the Great Recession and the high cost of driving. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
House Republicans are pushing a vote to censor Democratic Congressman from California, Adam Schiff. He's the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, for his involvement in the impeachment inquiry. House Freedom Caucus Chairman Andy Biggs.
Tonight we're going to have this censure motion go forward on a vote. Then the rest of the week, there's a number of hearings scheduled that are closed door behind, you know, this continuation of this Stalinesque Soviet style impeachment inquiry.
The Arizona Republican was speaking there on Fox News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced that Congressman Elijah Cummings will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol this week before his funeral.